Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Bezus Hashem, we're going to finish Simin Reish Nun Zayin and begin Simin Reish Nun Ches. We are up to the Ramah at the very end of Simin Reish Nun Zayin. So says the Ramah, V'atmana shosin b'medina seilu shematminim b'tanur, v'tachin p'yatanur b'tit. If you do hatmana, in the hatmana that people do commonly in wherever in Krakow, where the Ramah lived, where people are matmin something in a tanur, and then they seal the tanur shut, Shari Lukuli Alma, that's mutter according to everybody. Question is parallel, Sim Reishon Dalid, Vizparal Kaman, Sof Simin, Reishon Tes. So let's see what the Mishnah Brura has to say about that. Sif Katan Mem Vav, says the Mishnah Brura. V'takun piyatanur betit, hine lininat mana. This is going to be one of those Chazara Mishnah Bruras where it reminds us about all the dinim of Shihia again. Hine lininat mana, insar klal tiach betit kam la rama. In order to allow hatmana, you don't need to do tiach betit, you don't have to lock the oven. El de balom. What it's teaching us is the betiach shari b'cholinyan, that if you do lock the oven, if you do have it sealed shut, then it's mutter no matter what. Afilu einosim b'chati chayishol basav gam yadayin b'tchil special. Even if you don't have the heter of kidrachaita and you don't have the heter that it's mevushal kamach l'medrusai, because this was an independent heter of shehiya. The below tiach, because if you didn't have the oven sealed, hayasav b'zal aniach akdera b'tanu sheinu gar v'katam mishum chashash chitui, you would have an isra of Shehiya. You wouldn't be allowed to put food in, cooking in a place that's not garav v'katum. Ubetiach shari. But if you lock the oven, then it's mutter. Vida, and you should know the mavor leel didavka bebasar kshu chai ein boch shashchitoi, that only when it's raw meat are we not concerned about chitoi bechalim talidei chitoi leispashal shei roi lechol tzarech halayla. Because when it's raw meat, chitoi is not going to help. It's still not going to be roi to eat that night. Aval pashtido mini kitnis o mini batzik. But remember we said that the Isser Shia will apply even on something that's totally raw right before Shabbos. If it's not meat, if it's something that can cook much more quickly than meat, even if you do it right before Shabbos starts, when it's totally raw, you still have the concern of chitoy once it gets dark, because you might try to make it cook more quickly, so you could have it for that evening. And therefore the tanur would need to be sealed shut in order to have that heter. In places where the minig is not to seal the oven shut, then you're not allowed to put these minim in a tanur, in an oven, when it's almost nighttime, when it's almost Shabbos. You're not allowed to put anything that's not meat in the oven when it's almost Shabbos, unless you also mix in a piece of raw meat. Unless you take advantage of one of the other heterim of Shehiya, which is either that it will cook to Machal Ben Yisrael before Shabbos, or you make it Garav Vakatam. So again, we have a lot of these passages in Mishnah Brura, which are just Chazara of Simin Reishon and Gimel, which are Chazara of the heterim of Shehiya. Siv Katan Mem Zayim, Shari Lukuli Alma, V'yafal Pekein Yesh Omrim, Tzarekli Zoher, Shalyat Min HaKedera B'tanur B'tocha G'chola Mikol Tzad, that even though if the oven is locked shut, it's sealed shut, it's Toch B'tit, that it's going to be mutter, but still, some say you should still be careful not to totally envelop the pot in gechalim. The kari hatmana b'davar masvav maksma gechalim gufa, because the oven may not be the hatmana, but the gechalim are the hatmana. V'yesh mekilin gam b'zeh. However, some are mekil on to even wrap it totally in gechalim, as long as you lock the oven shut. Da'atoch betit v'lo asil chduye, because if you don't have access to those gechalim, there's no chashash that you're going to be mechata, and that's the whole iser of hatmana b'davar masvav. V'chein mashma bar zurua, and the zurua sounds that way as well. V'tov lachmir lechalchil. But the best is to be machmir. V'gam mitam acher, for another reason as well. Pen yishar ha-gchalim lo chosad l'machar, v'lo yichol ha-hasir k'deri misham, because the gchalim might still be sizzling the next day, and you're not going to be able to remove the pot from them. K'del b'reishon gimel sif al v'baga. V'al kalpana b'makam shlo nagu latiach hastima betit. But in a place where they do not seal the oven shut, b'vaday yosol ha-hatmin ha-k'deri b'toch ha-gchalim, then for sure you're not allowed to put a pot wrapped in coal. vegetables, even if the pot is fully cooked. So what this Mishnah Berurah taught us is that even if you do hatmana b'davar hamos of hevel, there's a machlokas, there's one shita that holds that having the oven that the keter is in, toch betit, is going to be matir the hatmana b'davar hamos of hevel. Now let's finish up that Ramah. Says the Ramah, u'mitzvah lahatman l'shabbos kedei sheyochel chamin b'shabbos. You might think that hatmana is something that should be avoided at all costs. No, you have to know the right way to do it, the mutter way to do it, but then you should do it. It's important to do it so that you can have hot food on Shabbos. Kizel mikvod v'onek Shabbos. It's part of the mitzvah of covered and onek Shabbos. V'kol mi sheino mamin b'divrei chachamim. V'omer achilas v'oser achilas chamin b'Shabbos. Cheshin and shema apikorasu. And if a person doesn't believe that the chachamim have these heterim, doesn't believe in these heterim of the chachamim, and he answers eating hot food on Shabbos, you have to be choshish. The person's an apikoras. You have to believe in what the chachamim tell us, that there are ways to eat hot food on Shabbos, and therefore you must eat hot food on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Memches, u'mitzvah lahatmin b'Shabbos, aval misha mazik lo'achamin mutar lechotzonein. Look, if it's harmful for you to eat hot food, so then you could eat cold food. If you happen to just not love hot food, Rav Nissim Karel, it says you should still eat hot food. Sivkat Memtes, v'kol mi, u'biyameinu b'avanaseinu arabim, matzoi kilkul gadol ide elu shaparshon ha'atzman b'shot nefesh mi'mitzvah sechil z'chamin b'Shabbos. He says we have a big problem. I don't think we have this problem nowadays, but apparently we had a big problem in the early part of the 20th century in Radin, where people were avoiding eating any hot food on Shabbos. Shabbat and Besof Ali Day, or they were avoiding, they were avoiding preparing hot food for themselves on Shabbos. Shabbat and Besof Ali Day Zeli Day Isur, and that led them to violating Isurim. Shemitzavon Leinam Yehudi Sheichamu Avron Cham b'Shabbos. They ended up asking Goyim to heat up their water for them on Shabbos. V'kam Pam Yavol Ali Day Zekam Ali Day Isur Daraisa Shol Shol Shavus Melachos. And forget about Amir Lenachri. Sometimes they would violate dinim d'oraisa of three different avos, vehein bishul, v'avara, v'kibuy. They would cook and they would kindle a flame or enlarge a flame. They would extinguish a flame, or at least partially. Shemabidin esakli emale hate ala mulyar. They would put the kli that has the tea leaves on the mulyar, which is the samovar. U'bishah shagachalim boros have a bishul. So and they would do that while the coals were hot. So that's bishul. U'bekol pam kshnot. And whatever they would take the kli off of these smoking hot coals, these sizzling coals, and put the kli back. Whoever el maver mechaber, it's maver mechaber. Because if you take it off, the fire will go up a little bit. You put it on, the fire will go down a little bit. The b'shal shakli omei to love miskabe ha'ish b'miktas u'basiru misparim ha'gachalim, like I just said. Va'osa came b'mezid, and if you do any of these things b'mezid, hu pasal le'edus u'l'shavua min ha'Torah, then you're pasal for edus or for shavua min ha'Torah. And u'machra says that, so I'm at a wedding right now. If you call you up for an eid kiddushin, you can't go. U'machra says nafsho me'eretz ha'chaim. And a person cuts himself off from the Eretz HaChaim, ki hi aveira shechayevin ala kareis eskila, because you chayev kareis for these things. Skila, if you do a be'edim and asra'a. V'chol bal nefesh lo yosu miminig Yisrael. So a person who is careful about avodas Hashem should not veer from the minig of the Jewish people, lahatmin chamin al Shabbos, to be matmin hot food for Shabbos, ulekayim mitzvahs onek Shabbos, and to fulfill the mitzvah of onek Shabbos. This is a perfect example of how very often when someone has a chumrah, it leads to a kula. Person thinks he's going to be machmir, that he's not going to have anything hot. It's going to be a kula in the mitzvah of oneg Shabbos. Kasher nagu avasinu me'olam. Our forefathers always had a minhag of oneg, that they always had a practice of being careful to do oneg Shabbos properly. V'shomer mitzvah v'chule. A person who's shomer mitzvah, don't worry, you're not going to fall into any trouble if you do the mitzvahs properly. V'zel l'shon bala ma'or b'perakira. And the bala ma'or, one of the rishonim, says in perakira, which is one of the prakim of Masechta Shabbos, call me she'eno ochel cham, and the Baal Mor says, if you don't eat hot food on Shabbos, v'tzorich la'azmin levasha lahatmin lanigas Shabbos lahashmin hu hamamin v'zoch leketzayamin ayin sham od. He has a whole poem, right? You have to prepare tzorich la'azmin levasha lahatmin to cook and to be matmin lanigas Shabbos lahashmin hu hamamin v'zoch leketzayamin. Right? That a person who does this is a real mamin, a person who prepares hot food for Shabbos, and he is going to be zocha to olam haba. So that is Simin Reish Nun Zayin. Let's do Simin Reish Nun Ches, a very short simin, at least in the Shulchan Aruch. Mutal Aniach Mivod Yom Kli Sheyesh Bo Dover Kar Al Gabi Kedei Racham She'ein Zeh Tomein B'Dover Amos of Hevel. You can put a cold kli, a kli that has something cold in it, on top of a hot pot, as long as it's a davar she'eino mosif hevel. If it's something that is not mosif, on top of a hot pot, so it is adding heat to your cold kli, but that is the equivalent of doing hatmana bedavar she'eino mosif hevel. It is not like doing hatmana bedavar hamosif hevel. I shouldn't have even said that it's the equivalent of davar she'eino mosif hevel. It's not the equivalent of doing hatmana bedavar hamosif hevel, even though you're resting it on top of a hot kli. Says the Mishnah Berurah, davar kar va'afilu hi davar chai, even if the cold thing is totally raw, v'yispashal ata al yedei, and it's now getting cooked based from the heat of the pot that's underneath it, gam kein shari, it's still mutter, because we're talking about doing this on Erev Shabbos. So it's not a violation of bishul, and it's not a violation of hatmana. That even if you then wrap the top kli in cloth, and for sure there's heat coming in from the lower pot, it's still mutter. We don't view the bottom pot, which is warm, which is hot, like a davar mosif hevel, because a normal davar mosif hevel has inherent heat. The bottom pot doesn't have any of its own heat. It's only residual heat. And every moment that passes by, the heat is waning. And that's why it's mutter. But you're only allowed to do that before Shabbos. But to wrap it in cloth and then put it over this hot pot on Shabbos, that's aser. And even if it's not hot enough that it's going to get to Yad Soled Dispo, because you're not allowed to do hatmana on Shabbos on something cold, unless it's just to take away the chill, but not to actually introduce any heat. Over here, you're introducing heat, and that's aser. And if the pot is not covered by begadim, then there will be no problem of putting something cold on top of it, as long as it cannot get to Yad Soled Dispo. Obviously, if it could get to Yad Soled Dispo, you'll be in violation of bishul. The achronim write, you're not allowed to take a kli that's full of cold liquid and immerse it, submerge it in a kli that's full of hot liquid, so that you could heat up the most common example, I guess, would be a baby bottle. You have a baby bottle with cold milk and you submerge it fully in boiling hot water. That you're not, or in hot water, that you're not allowed to do. That's hatmana. Even if the liquid on the inside of the kli cannot get to Yad Soled Dispo, because that's real hatmana, because it's fully submerged. And if it can actually get to Yad Soled Dispo, then even if it's not fully submerged, where it's exposed on the tap, and all your only intention is just to take the chill out of it, I feel achi aser. It's still going to be aser because panishka chachia yatzaledispo v'yitach v'yischayev v'yishemevashel. Because you might forget to take it, to remove it, it will get to yatzaledispo, and then you'll be chayev mishum bishul. So to take a baby bottle and submerge it in hot water, fully submerged, is hatmana. Less than fully submerged, according to the Rama, at least, is not hatmana. But be careful that it shouldn't be bishul, that it shouldn't get to the point of Yad Soled Dispo. So we learned four things today. First thing we learned is that if the oven is tach betit, that certainly solves the shehiya problem, and there's a machlokas whether that also solves a hatmana problem. That maybe even if you have something wrapped in hot coals on Erev Shabbos, but then you seal the oven shut, that might be mutter. Second thing we learned is that one should do hatmana in a mutter way, because you're supposed to have hot food for Shabbos, and if you don't do hatmana in a mutter way, you'll end up violating malachos, and we're choshesh that you're not bikores. Third thing we learned is that you can put a cold pot on top of a hot pot on Erev Shabbos and wrap the cold pot in towels without violating hatmana, because the bottom hot pot does not have any of its own independent heat. It's only residual heat that's fading fast. And finally, we learned that you cannot fully submerge a bottle in hot water, a full bottle of cold liquid in hot water, or even partially submerge it if it has a chance to get to the point of Yad Soled Espo. Thank you again for joining this evening, and Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Simin Reish Nun Tes. Everyone have a wonderful evening.